You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. It is Thursday, October the 16th of 2025. The time is 6:53. Dark outside. It's getting later and later where the sun comes up here in north central Wisconsin. But not a bad morning right now. Overcast skies. 50 degrees is the temperature at our downtown studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. I am Chad Holmes. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coming up this morning in about half an hour at 7:22, we'll be joined by Nancy Stensel, who is the chairperson of the Marathon County Democratic Party. We'll talk about some of the issues going on in politics, including a big story from yesterday as the WASA Ethics Committee made its decision concerning WASA Mayor Doug Dinney. We'll talk about that coming up, plus a whole bunch more with Nancy Stensel in just a few minutes, again at 7:22 a.m. Across the way, it's our in-studio engineer and our in-studio producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chet.
Coming up as well later on this morning, we're going to see whether or not you can figure out how to get one right in the number for the day quiz.
You got some work to do. It's
you've had a rough go of it.
It's been really tough.
Yep, so we will have that coming up at the end of the program as well. But today is going to be a very exciting day. Got
yes,
a lot going on. Right now it's pretty calm here because it's still very early and it's just me and you here, and the sun hasn't risen and things are getting off to a quiet start here in downtown Wausau.
I did see a little bit of the sunrise as I was heading into the building. I saw a little bit of orange over there.
Yep, when I was driving in this morning, I was looking
to
the east. And you could see, some area where the clouds were breaking to the east, where you could see some very cool colors as the sun's starting to make its presence felt very little so far, but it will be
up. So pretty dark out there, like you said.
Exactly. But coming up today, it will be a very exciting day here at our WXCO studios, as it is our 98.9 WXCO station open house. It will officially kick off at 10 a.m. We will open up the doors, tell everybody to come on by between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. this afternoon. We'd love for you to come on by, take a look around. We will have some finger food courtesy of the Mint Cafe, which is here in downtown Wausau. Have some beverages. We have some special WXCO swag. Got some cool new notebooks with our WXCO logo.
Nice.
Got some stickers and some other stuff that you can take to show your support to our radio station as well. So we'll just let you into our studios, let you take a look at how it's all set up. You know, how do we make this all happen each and every day with programming, both here in our studio and also the program that we get from our civic media compatriots down in the Madison area and also down in Racine as well. And also coming up this afternoon from 2 until 4 p.m., come on by because you'll be able to see Todd Alba do his show live. If you come on in, you'll see him in our studio. He will be doing the Todd Alba show from 2 until 4 p.m. This afternoon. I will be with him on the first segment of the show, and maybe who knows what else after that. But we would love for you to come by, say hello to Todd Alba as well. And also, we just love to hear what you think. Do you, what do you like about what we're doing? Maybe some areas that you'd like us to be better at. Some ideas, or just want to talk about different things going on. So, again, really would love for you to hop on by. Again, we're not asking to stay all day, to see, even if you just come by to say hello, pick up maybe a little bit of our swag, maybe grab a quick bite with our stuff from the Mint. But try to swing on by sometime today between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. to join us for our community open house. It's something that we have wanted to do. Give you an opportunity to meet us, a chance to meet our new news reporter, Isabella Nieto. Also a chance to talk to our salesperson, Aaliyah Arroyo. So, again, we all just want to say hello and meet up with you here at our studios in downtown Wausau. Again, if you're not familiar, we are located right downtown at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Our address is 301 North 3rd Street, and it's right across from the new Foundry on 3rd. So if you know where all that construction has been going on, we're right across the street from the Foundry on 3rd, right across the street as well from the Washington Square, and just down the about a block or so from the 400 block as well. But again, very exciting day. And again, we're very excited to open up our doors to you and everybody here in downtown Wausau.
As an added bonus, if you have your own number of the day that you'd like to test me with, feel free to bring them in, and I'll see if I can do my best to get out of this rut and try to get some wins.
Give you some batting practice, right?
Throw some I could use that extra practice.
Throw some fastballs in there, get your swing back.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's
kind of like what the Brewers need to do.
Yeah, and they got
they're not out of this yet.
Nope, they play later this afternoon in L.A., so game number three of the National League. It's not over yet. It's National League Championship Series. It's best of seven. I get the four. And sort of like the number for the day. You're not out of it yet. Just got to get a couple W's today and tomorrow. You get a passing grade.
Yes.
Brewers need a couple of W's in L.A. Get the series back to Milwaukee for games 6 and 7. Coming up, top of the hour, information update, news, weather, and sports. Then at 7:22, we'll be back with our next WXCO Morning Report with Nancy Stensel. And we'll talk about, again, the big news concerning the mayor and the Dropbox situation and a whole bunch more. But then coming up at 7:06, more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning once again, everyone, and welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. I am Chad Holmes, along with Ian Welsh. The time is 7:22, overcast skies, 50 degrees here in downtown Wausau. And once again, we are very happy to welcome back to the program the chairperson of the Marathon County Democratic Party, Nancy Stensel. Nancy, good morning.
Good morning.
Where are you today?
Well, I'm just heading down to Stevens Point today. It just seems like it's Union Conference Month. This is the second one. Last week I was in Washington, D.C., and we were lobbying, and this week we're just having our little state convention.
I saw a lot of pictures from your travels in the last week, and I would ask, what is your feeling in terms of these discussions? Because you talk to a lot of folks out there, and we are at such a, I don't know, call it a tipping point in our country right now. What have you been hearing? Are you optimistic based on who you've talked to or not? What's the sense?
Well, I'm hopeful. I really am. You know, we started, my union sister has Derek Van Orden in the 3rd CD, so we started there. And, of course, he's not there, but his staff was extremely rude. We walked in, they said, hey, you want a beer, want some cheese? They were very condescending, kind of sassy, smirking. And the staffer that we had took absolutely no notes, nothing. Then we went off to see Ron Johnson. And again, you know, we saw staff. They were decent. They were polite, whatever, engaging. He did take notes, but he kept referring to their stakeholders. And I'm thinking, you know, we the voters are your stakeholders, and he's talking the hospital association is his stakeholder. So definitely profits over people there. And Tom Tiffany's office had refused to even see us. They never responded. But we did do a drop-in, and we left information. I left my card saying, you know, I want to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
I expect an answer here. And then we went to Tammy Baldwin's office and talked with her staff. And it's funny how you can walk into a room and feel welcome. And, you know, it's like, you know, they shake your hand. We're glad you're here. The girl that took care of us took a lot of notes. I'll make sure that these notes get to this one and this one that works on these things, and we will follow up with you. So that part was really, really great.
I got to ask you, last night word came down. The WASA Ethics Board has decided that the mayor, Doug Dinney, violated the city's ethics code when he removed that ballot drop box from outside City Hall back in September of 2024. Initial response. Nancy?
Yep, I'm there.
Yeah, your response to that.
My original response is I'm glad that so far justice was served. I mean, the vote was unanimous, and it sends a strong message that you have no right to do that, to take away the rights of every voter in the city of WASA. I'm very happy to see that, and then we will see what comes down from the State Justice Department yet on this. And like you and I have talked before, that this is not the first time that something like this has happened in the state of Wisconsin. There were two other incidences that I know about where this was done and a ballot box was removed. And so I'm pleased with the outcome. And I know the Ethics Committee, I felt really stuck to the facts and did their job. So I'm very happy to see that.
Isn't that an example of how government works? Because there was a lot of pressure being put on the Ethics Committee from the mayor and allies of the mayor and everybody else in terms of trying to push them to basically, hey, there's nothing here. Let it go. And yet they showed, I thought, incredible courage against political pressure. And that's something that we've seen not just from here in WASA, but you'll see it around the elected officials around the state of Wisconsin. I think Van Orden's very good about, you know, putting people in very tight spots, putting pressure on. And of course, we see the president of the United States as well. I think what the people on this ethics committee did deserves incredible thanks, because it was not easy.
It does. Yeah, they really did a fine job. And like I said, I think that they're very professional about it. They stuck to the facts of what happened and made their decision from there, and they should very much be applauded for that. I am very thankful for them.
It's a bottom line that it needed to be ruled that this was wrong, or else it would happen again, correct?
Correct. It is the clerk's job. It was out of his scope of duty. And I feel justice was definitely served in this, and it was served for the people of WASA.
What about the state DOJ investigation? Is there anything in particular you'd like to see from that?
I am really very hopeful that maybe they were waiting until the city of WASA made their decision before, you know, they would go ahead and make theirs on that level. But I'm very confident that they are going to see the same. That this was out of the mayor's.
Nancy?
Down pretty much the same.
Yeah, so there you are again. You kind of broke up there, but we did catch.
Oh,
we,
no, no. Went under a bridge, I
yep, we understand that completely. And I guess we got about 30 seconds before we have to take a break. But.
Yes.
isn't it good to see government work? Because right now we have so many folks that seem to be going in the opposite direction, trying to prove that government doesn't work. It can work with the right people who believe in it.
And it takes people to really make that government work. And, you know, and I'm very hopeful for spring elections that again, we can get some great people to step up and run, and that we can get back to normal.
Oh, we will talk about that and a whole bunch more at 8:22. More with Nancy Stensel then. The time is 7:30 on WXCO. WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. I'm Chad Holmes, along with Ian Welsh. And again, we are joined by the chairperson of the Marathon County Democratic Party, Nancy Stensel. Nancy, welcome back.
Hey, good morning again.
Well, coming up Saturday, another No Kings rally, and not just around here, but around the country as well. But I wanted to give a quote. I wanted your response here to what our former congressman, the man who succeeded Dave Obey, Sean Duffy, had to say about the No Kings rally when he was speaking earlier this week on Fox Business. He said, quote, "The No Kings protests, Maria, are really frustrating. This is part of Antifa, paid protesters. It begs the question, who's funding it?" Nancy, Sean Duffy wants to know about who's funding this rally. Could you inform him?
Nobody is funding it. The only people funding it is, like, you know, people like you and I that have to go out and buy our own poster board and markers and things like that. There is nobody funding this at all.
The thing that's frustrating about it is that this is, again, the American people standing up to say, we don't like this aspect of what this administration is doing. And yet they have really focused this time around, even much more than the last time around. What was it, in June, I believe it was, the last time in that general area? That, I mean, Republican after Republican after Republican are basically saying that, no, these are nobody believes this. Nobody is out there actually saying, no, Kings, we this creep of authoritarianism.
Right.
That is wrong.
Our numbers are really growing. No, there's nobody is paying us to do this. This is strictly, you know, volunteers, people, you know, you and I who have stepped up to say we've had more than enough. We're not going to put up with this anymore. And that, you know, it's time to stop. We're calling it for what it is. And you look in the state of Wisconsin alone, how many of these rallies there are going to be. I mean, I feel bad. I was asked to speak at the Rhinelander one, so, you know, I probably won't even make it back down in time for the Wausau one. But every little city there is having a rally this Saturday, and the numbers are huge.
The last time that the rally occurred, it was raining, and it's still in Rib Mountain. The folks were out there. They stayed out there.
Yes.
I mean,
yeah,
it was...
There was like 600 and something, almost 700 people last time. And I'm sure it's going to be a much larger number this time. And then you look at there's even more rallies this time.
And
you look at Donald Trump, too, and the fact that, you know, yesterday Hegseth and cutting the press from the White House.
Yeah.
So I guess my thought is you don't want the people to really know what's going on, do you? You want to be able to control the press, control everything so that you can ram your agenda down people's throats. People are tired of it. It's not going to happen.
And frankly, and I want one point that I think is important to be made here is that this is democracy in action. We are coming up on the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. 2026 is supposed to be a celebration of what this country is, but it's going to be very difficult when you see what this administration is doing. But this is about what the people are supposed to do. And also, people like Sean Duffy and Donald Trump and the rest of them, they're supposed to listen to the people, not just the people that vote for them, not this person that kiss their rear end all the time. all the people. That's frustrating.
You work for everybody. And it's very clear in this administration that they're not. Like I told you in the first segment where, you know, Ron Johnson's office is saying they have to talk to their stakeholders, and their stakeholders are some hospital association that is a for-profit, let's make some money, at whose expense? Yours and my health? I am the voter. I am your stakeholder. And the Snow Kings is basically, this is what we're saying. You know, this country is ran by the people, not by rich billionaires.
And again, the Snow Kings rally here in the Wausau area will be on Saturday from 12 noon until 2 p.m. again at Rib Mountain Drive. So again.
Correct. Between Starling Lane and Parrott. And we're asking people to please be respectful. Park on side streets. Do not block driveways. Some of the parking lots between Hobby Lobby and Michaels are not public parking lots. And I mean, if there was one or two cars, that would be fine. But when you see a big rally like that, we don't want to irritate any of the businesses. We do business with them. And, you know, we want to be respectful to the area businesses. So please park where it is a public lot or on a side street. Try to carpool, things like that, so that we're not, you know, being in anybody's way.
And there won't be a booth for us to put in our vouchers to get paid, will there? No.
There's no time clock. Nobody's punching the clock. Nobody's getting paid for this. But and one of the greatest things is the camaraderie that is in these events. And again, you know, I ask the people out there that are coming to these events, consider stepping up and running.
Yeah.
Like just recently, we had the appointment for school board. And whereas, I mean, I was disappointed. It's very not balanced gender-wise.
Right.
Again. But I am thankful to the people that do step up and run for these positions. And I certainly hope the ones that didn't make it run again. It's so important.
Real quickly about that, Nancy, the thing that's frustrating about that vote was they made it a secret ballot. That's not right.
No, that is not right. It should be, I mean, it is a public school. It is our school board, and they are, again, accountable to us. And, you know, we should be able to know why. And very honestly, I was not happy with how the vote turned out because, like I said, the gender balance is not there. And the person that was elected was quite controversial last time when he had ran. Yeah.
Yeah, but again, it's about the fight for real democracy, isn't it?
It is, and we will keep fighting. That's all we can do is keep fighting. Show up, people. Just show up, okay?
Thank you, Nancy. Have a great speech. I think you're getting ready to go, right?
Yes, I'm getting ready to go.
But we'll catch you in 2 weeks.
Okay, sounds great. Bye-bye.
And we'll be right back here on 98.9 WXEL.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Overcast skies in downtown Wausau, 50 degrees is the temperature. I am Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh, and again, we want to remind you that if you have the opportunity, sometime today between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., we would love to see you because today it is our 98.9 WXEO open house. We will have food. We will have beverages. We will have some cool WXEO stuff to give away. And also just a chance to take a look around, just you know, see our studio, see how it works. If you have any questions in terms of how we do what we do around here, we get the audio from all over the state of Wisconsin and also how we do it here in our studios as well. We'll just show you around and we'd love to talk to you and find out what you like about the radio station. Maybe, again, things that you would like to see us do better. But we would just really love to have you stop on by. We're opening up our doors. Have not done that here since we moved to this studio a couple of years back. Thought it would be a good idea. We got a couple of new employees here. Mm-hmm. Isabella Nieto, who is our new news reporter. We'd love for you to meet her. Also, Aaliyah Arroyo, who is our salesperson. Love to have you meet her. And also talk to Ian Welsh and talk to myself as well. So again, between 10 a.m. and 2 and 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., and again from 2 until 4 p.m. as well, live right here in our studio, Todd Alba. He'll be paying a visit. The Todd Alba Show, which airs every weekday from 2 until 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network, including 98.9 WXEO. He'll be doing the show live here from Wausau. We're very excited to see Todd later this afternoon as well. So,
cool.
Big day.
Very big day.
And I want people to say hello to Ian Welsh. And as you said,
if you have a number,
throw a few numbers
at you. On me. You can definitely use the practice because my game has been severely off the last couple of weeks.
You love those numbers, don't you? You fall into it, and it's like, how are you handling this slump, though? I mean, this has got to be tough. I mean, 13 in a row you missed.
You learn from your mistakes. I think that's going to pay off eventually. But yesterday, my dad was telling me that it was not often you said, like, an imperfect record. I mean, you've gotten a 13 in a row wrong.
I mean,
people can do that.
That is hard to do.
Is that a compliment or an insult?
Well, said, it's a lot both. It's a lot easier to get it wrong than get it right, because we give you three choices every day, two of which are wrong. So there's always going to be a twice as good a chance of you being wrong than being right. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's not easy. But it is hard to do it wrong every single day for 2.5 weeks. But come on by. Again, we really would love to see you. As I said earlier, it's really something that we wanted to do. We just want you to pop on in. And again, we'd love to meet you and hear again your thoughts on what we do. And again, we really are open to any ideas in terms of what we could do better. And as we move forward, I mean, we're going into 2026, which is going to be a big year. We have elections, midterm elections. We have a lot of big news stories. I mean, downtown Wausau right now is being changed.
The 250th anniversary of America.
There you go.
Next year.
So, again, we just love to have a chat. And, again, just say hello and thank you for stopping on by and listening to us as well. So, again, that starts at 10 a.m. today. We'll have the delivery from the Mint with some of the really tasty items for you to check out. Mm-hmm. We have, again, beverages for you. We have soda and water. And
plenty of merchandise.
We got that merch. We got some stickers. We got these cool new notebooks. They just came in yesterday.
We have the shirts as well?
Yep, we have some of our 98.9 WXEO t-shirts as well still available. So, again, lots of great stuff. And, again, 10 till 4 p.m. stop on by. And then between 2 and 4, even you can walk in here and see Todd do his show. And that should be a lot of fun. So lots on the plate here on this Thursday. Well, let's jump in. Let's see if we can't get you a win here in the number for the day to wrap things up.
Or at the very least, a passing week.
Well, I just want to get you a win today.
Yeah, honestly,
we'll worry about tomorrow just a win tomorrow.
Believe me.
Today is October the 16th.
Yes.
It is Dictionary Day. It's basically created a special day to encourage us to acquire and use a dictionary.
And dictionaries are very important.
Yes, they are. So your number for the day today is how many words are in the Oxford English Dictionary?
Oh, gosh.
So how many words are in the Oxford English Dictionary?
Okay, what are my choices for today?
And these are approximately 400,000 words. Approximately 600,000 words.
Okay.
Approximately 800,000 words.
So, is this the dictionary for this year or just like altogether?
This is the dictionary you'd pick up today. So
okay.
If you picked up an Oxford English Dictionary, the number of words are in it. Approximately 400,000, 600,000, or 800,000 words.
There is a lot of words in the English language.
There certainly
language,
are.
But I haven't looked at a dictionary in a while, so I haven't been updated. Approximately 400,000.
And the Oxford English Dictionary contains words that are currently in use, and they also have some obsolete words as well. This is the big one.
Final guess. I'm going to say approximately 600,000. My final answer, I'm going to say about 600,000.
All right. Here on Dictionary Day, October the 16th, the Oxford English Dictionary contains about 600,000 words.
Oh, thank goodness.
Our long national nightmare is over. The losing streak has come to an end.
Oh, does that feel good?
And now you have a chance for a passing grade tomorrow.
I'm good with that.
All right, folks. Again, make sure you stop on by between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. We'd love to see you for our WXCO open house. Ian, have a good rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Thursday, everybody. Don't forget to stop on by.
More of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow coming up on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.